It's very easy. We have a project with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on polio vaccine studies, which fits, of course, in the whole polio eradication project.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a global perspective on the one hand, but of course you start very small with a client, a small consortium of experts. And what is interesting here is that we work with the World Health Organization, people from the Gates Foundation, people from Centers for Disease Control, from PAP, from a number of universities. And all together, we try to develop vaccine on the one hand. That's one part of the challenge, and what is interesting, because that is already multidisciplinary. But on the other hand, we were requested to test this vaccine in a fully contained condition, which means you offer the vaccine to humans for the first time. It's a first use in humans, and you lock these humans for 28 days in containers, which means the day they tell you this, you say, this is impossible, and finally we did it. So that was really one of the most interesting projects I ever did, because it's demanding on the one hand, but it requests a project manager that really needs to think about everything. You need to have a building license, because we built a container village.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a biosafety license, because of course you have to guarantee that nothing will enter into the environment. You need to have the license from the regulators in Belgium. You need to have the ethics license. So it's really a multi-level project, and that was tremendously fascinating. And we are building, let's say, further on this experience.
Regarding Poliopolis, when are
mm-hmm.
we expecting the first results?
Well, for this study, we of course we work with quite a large number of labs, and the results start to become available now in May, June. So we are doing the first analysis, in fact, exactly now at this very moment,
okay.
Because we need to have all the data not only published, because that will be interesting as well, but also to submit the next phase. So in the next dossier that we submit to the regulators, of course, they want to have a result from this phase, so that a decision can be taken whether we can move on with the whole project. And the only thing I can say is it all looks good enough to move on with the project. And I think that's the good news for the whole consortium, and also to save time, I would say, in the further eradication of polio.
So just to keep it totally clear, you are not looking only for publications, you are not looking only for grants. This is actually a multidisciplinary effort in order to advance in global health.
Absolutely.
That we should
yeah.
say that is part of the philosophy of...
Yeah. I think it's important you stress that, because you can indeed say, okay, we only go for the academic part.
Mm-hmm.
But there is so much more to that can be done here, so that you indeed can move the project at a global level. We know that people in, for instance, Latin America are waiting for also for the results to start the studies in the infants, for instance, because
mm-hmm.
of course you have to show that the product is safe and immunogenic, and not only in adults and adolescents, that's the part we do here, but also in children and in infants, and even almost, I would say, in very young infants, so that you can use it in all the age groups. That will be done in Latin America. So it's not only publications, it's a whole plan that needs to be developed on the one hand, and then indeed you move forward at the global level, at the global health level, so that maybe this small part will help eradicating polio. So it's really a puzzle where you need all the little pieces to be there, so that you can say, okay, we all contributed to eradication of polio.
Mm-hmm. You are referring to polio, and it's one of your main areas of research. So it's not a new that it only impacts Latin America, but it's a new that has impacted all the world about
mm-hmm.
the recent appearance of vaccine-derived polio case in Venezuela.
Yeah.
Well, how would you say that your research will address that? Are you looking for an application of your research into these cases?
Well, the candidate vaccine that has been tested now is really intended to be used only in specific situations, so not, I would say, for large immunization programs, but for situations where indeed these kinds of vaccine-derived polio mutants occur. So we know there are some little epidemics in the world, and these need to be addressed. For the moment, we do address them with the old live-attenuated vaccines, which can on its own cause again these kinds of vaccine-derived polio mutants. So to avoid that, we work on a new vaccine. And so it's a very limited part, but if we have it, it's a part where we can say, look, by using this vaccine, we will not cause new vaccine-derived polio mutants. And that's important if we want to eradicate the disease, because if you continue to use vaccines that cause mutants, it will be very hard to eradicate the disease.